go live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. It's Tuesday, June the 2nd, 2020. I'm not going to live in fear. You can if you'd like. Not my choice. You do as you do. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the breaking point is near for those who are still locked out of their businesses and their jobs. The state's starting to reopen in large part next week, but some, it's already too late. Number two, the governor blasting the president over criticism for riot response around the country. I have an idea, Governor. Stay in your lane. And number one, the lockdowns are coming to an end, but not for the hair salons and barbers and gyms. It seems Big Gretch still focused on keeping them down. She also doesn't want to talk about her executive orders putting six seniors back in nursing homes and spreading COVID-19 to healthy people. Science? Yeah, not so much. What science is there in that? And the answer is none. In fact, I want you to hear this first. I want you to hear this first because it's a non-answer from yesterday. The governor finally asked about sending COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes, which anybody could have told you is dangerous. Did you know the fatality rate inside of nursing homes when a common cold runs its course there is 8%? So if you have somebody that's sick with the flu or with COVID-19, which by the time it got here, by the time Governor Whitmer issued that executive order in the middle of April, ordering nursing homes to take COVID-19 positive patients into their facilities, requiring it, by the time that happened, we already knew how devastating these illnesses were on nursing homes. After all, where did it start in the state of Washington? Where were the first deaths in the state of Washington here in the United States? Nursing homes. But the governor, dodging the question again, it's a long answer, but you need to hear it. It's bite number one with Big Gretch. Go.
Do you have any regrets for making these nursing homes with COVID positive and COVID negative patients? Fire marshals coming in and asking them to take down walls that were part of the separation. Where are we headed with this policy?
So I'm going to ask Dr. Khaldun to weigh in here. I'll just start with this. You know, this is a novel virus, and novel simply means it's new. It means we've never seen anything like this before, and we're learning a tremendous amount in a short period of time. In the early days, I often would, observe, because some of the best science was saying COVID-19 can stay active and can be picked up from a stainless steel surface for days. That was the original science. That's what they were saying. Now it seems less certain. The fact of the matter is we're learning an incredible amount, and we are trying to be nimble and move swiftly with the best science and best information that we have so that we can save lives. With regard to our nursing home policies, we, I think have learned a great deal in the last 10 weeks. I think that if we could go back in a time machine and do some things differently, sure, there are things that we would improve upon. But every action we took was based on the best science and the best information available.
I am so tired of hearing, we've never seen anything like this before. You know, it's a novel virus. Means it's new. No kidding, Governor. But never seen anything like it. We've seen viruses for millennia. Viruses have been around since mankind has been around. The flu virus, HIV, common colds, swine flu, bird flu, the Spanish flu, Singapore flu, and the Hong Kong flu, just to name a few. Nice rhyme. The point being is, everybody knows that nursing homes are especially susceptible to illness. Everybody knew from watching Italy and Spain and the state of Washington that nursing homes were a focal point of infections and death. And they act much the same way do viruses concerning transmission. Best science? Come on. Everyone knows you don't send sick people to nursing homes. The common cold fatality rate in nursing homes is 8%. Why don't you ask Dr. J about that? You blew it, Governor. Just say it. And you rambled on for a minute about absolutely nothing and never really got to the, do you regret sending people to nursing homes? That's the question. Did you make a mistake? Are you honest enough to say, you know what, we made a mistake, shouldn't have done that, but it happened. Now we're doing better. We did what we thought was right, but we made a mistake. How about that? Don't expect that to happen. Anyhow, the governor is lifting the stay-at-home order. You've probably heard that. Partially lifting the stay-at-home order, loosening restrictions on the operations of certain businesses and workplaces. It will allow dine-in service in restaurants and bars with 50% capacity restrictions. That happens by Monday. Businesses will be allowed to serve customers inside their shops without an appointment starting Thursday. The latest executive order announced during yesterday's press conference. Public swimming pools can operate at 50%, even though here's the problem. You see, so many places canceled so much so early. And here we are on the 2nd of June with things that are in September and October already canceled, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. 4th of July festivities should not have been canceled all over this country, I don't believe. Outdoor crowds of up to 100 individuals are allowed immediately, which opens the way for graduation parties, funerals, outside weddings. Employees can work from their offices if their work can be done there safely and not remotely. Libraries and museums can reopen the 8th of June. And the fact of the matter is we continue at a place where we've been, the number of infections have been declining since the 3rd of April, maybe sooner, but the highest day for reporting infections was April 3rd, 2 months ago. 2 months ago now. And I've been telling you ever since we were on the decline. And clowns doing afternoon radio in Detroit and elsewhere. Oh, that's not true. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Really? I don't? Looks like my numbers were spot on there, kids. I also told you that certain numbers would be held back, banked, if you will, from nursing homes and prisons and so forth to make it appear as if there were surges and spikes on occasion. That also came to pass exactly as I told you it would. Exactly as I told you it would. I have great sources, and they knew it was going to happen. Let me tell you what else is going to happen. We're going to have a $7 billion shortfall in the state budget, which means 15% cuts in education and other places. State jobs are going to be eliminated permanently. Places like the Department of Education, Agriculture, the DNR, and elsewhere are going to be hurt badly because positions are going to be reduced in time or eliminated altogether. It's all coming. It's all coming. Make no mistake. It's coming, and it's coming now. This part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a solution for you to lose weight and feel great. It was formerly Nutrimost. I did it 2 years ago. You should do it now. Go to GruberHealth.com. It's a custom plan, and they can have you examined from home. You don't have to go to the office. They can send the equipment right to your front step. You can stay home. Lose weight. Get your body under control. Lower your blood pressure. Take care of your diabetes. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. What are you waiting for?
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.